This is the disaster drill. We have a hijacked aircraft inbound for Dillingham in 10 minutes. I need fire, EMS, the police department, and state troopers respond to the airport.
With hazard lights flashing, a Pan Air passenger van stood in on the tarmac for the hijacked Saab aircraft. Alaska State Troopers and Dillingham Police negotiated by phone with the fictional hijacker before he set the plane ablaze. Firefighters and EMS rescued victims covered in fake blood and mock broken bones, quickly getting them to the hospital. Norman Iano is the Dillingham Airport manager. He helped organize and coordinate the drill. He says trainings like this one help to find where there are holes in the system.
When you do this, you can see your shortcomings and, you know, and also practice what is good. You know, I mean, that makes the operation work.
From Thursday's run-through, Iano saw room for some improvements, like better coordination between the different agencies involved. But overall, he was satisfied with the drill.
We had a good turnout. I mean, a lot of response, victims, responders, and, you know, even Lechniger came down to help us.
Iano says the main objective of these drills is to be ready to protect the people in the region, come what may. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.